Well, in the recent past, we've heard some distressing stories about the savage treatment of people with albinism in some parts of Africa. Superstition around the condition sees people at times tortured and killed. There are high rates of albinism in a community closer to Australia, though. In Fiji, in fact, estimates that one in every 700 indigenous Fijians is affected, is albino. As a comparison, the rate in Australia is close to one in 20,000. These people are sometimes ostracised, and there's little understanding of how to manage their skin and eyes, which are affected by the condition. RN's Anna Whitfield went to Fiji with her sister, Dr. Margot Whitfield, who's a dermatologist, to meet the families of some of the Fijians with albinism.
Despite the relatively high rate of albinism in Fiji, and because it can skip many generations, mothers can still be surprised when they give birth to a baby with albinism.
When I gave birth to her, even the two midwives that was attending to me, they didn't say anything.
Sister Vasiti Natobe is a matron at a hospital in Fiji. Her sixth child, Helen, has albinism.
I just heard her cry, and then the hair was quite different. She thought it's just from when I give birth. She went and applied the coconut oil, but the hair doesn't come out the color. And then she called out, and she said, "Man, sister, your baby is white. And look at the hair. Now when I just see, but from me, I knew that my husband's family's got the albinos." And then I just both started laughing. I said, "Yes, my baby, she's albino."
Helen is now 10. Not everyone is so accepting.
And most of the time when she was small, they used to go out in town, and then people stare at them. The other siblings, the elder one, they always got wild. They said, "Why these people are staring at us?" And most of them, they can't believe that they are sisters, because the other five, they are like me. But they're always very defensive. When the people ask her, passing comment, and then staring at her.
Vasiti Natobe. Until recently, there has been little information in Fiji on how to manage the fair skin of someone with albinism. Dr. Margot Whitfeld is a dermatologist who has spent a lot of time in Fiji running training courses and doing research on scabies, a skin condition that is very common in Fiji. She noticed that there was an increasing number of patients with albinism turning up to the skin clinics.
The Fijians have been completely unaware of the risk of the sun to the health of their children with albinism. So it has not been part of their understanding at all. They may try and keep them out of the sun, but sunscreens are not part of their thought process, and they're too expensive for many of them to purchase anyway. The main skin problem that people with albinism have that's possibly going to kill them is skin cancer. They have extremely fair skin, not completely white, but extremely fair skin.
Dr. Simeone is a registrar in internal medicine in Suva. He also has albinism. His teachers did not appreciate how dangerous the sun was for him.
They usually try and treat me as just like the rest of the children, so when I would ask them that I would not play in the sun, they said, no, every children have to play. That's a requirement of the Ministry of Education, physical activity.
Dr. Simeone also had difficulty seeing in class.
I started off with my early careers in my primary school years. I could not see the board clearly. I had to sit right in front.
Dr. Whitfeld says it's common for people with albinism to have poor eyesight.
All people with albinism, as part of the definition of albinism, have ocular defects. There are some quite characteristic medical issues with the back of the eye, and as part of that, their acuity is very variable. Some people have quite good vision, but a lot of people with albinism have very poor vision and may be classified as legally blind.
In Fiji, there is one school which is equipped to manage the sight problems of their students with albinism. It is the Fiji School for the Blind.
My name is Sabina Mwathe. I'm 13 years old. I currently attend the Fiji School for the Blind. I'm in year 8. In the School for the Blind, there's a lot of albinism children, not only one. And we all have the same disabilities, But most of us, we just cannot see far, and the rest, they use the braille machines. So I think it'll be harder in mainstream schools when we go to high school, because we might be the only person that has albinism.
Dr. Whitfeld ran a workshop at the school, explaining to the parents and teachers how they should look after the skin of a child with albinism. Kara Vakasa, another student, wants to be a doctor when she grows up and look after children with albinism. The message is getting through.
Before they go out, they should be wear hats and glasses, dark glasses, put on sunscreen. If they went to for swimming, put on sunscreen. Before they go, put on sunscreens and wear long pants, long t-shirt or long t-shirt to cover your skin from the sun. You don't get sunburn.
Dr. Whitfeld helped organise a symposium to try and break down some of the misunderstandings. One of the highlights was the story told by Dr. Simeone, who overcame the low expectations of his parents and neighbours.
My mum told me this story. She said, when we got you late, friends and families probably thought, because I was born an albino and they suggested that I would probably not live long enough to see me work. My parents are still alive now and I'm still supporting them now. I've been a doctor now for 7 years.
Nathaniel Mataika learnt a lot at the symposium in Suva. His cousin, Nawakui, translates into English.
What he has learned so far in the 2 days is basically something that he hasn't learned, or he's just became aware of now, is the skin conditions they have and the importance of protecting their skin conditions. So he's really learned a lot.
Unfortunately for Nathaniel, the knowledge has come too late.
Nathaniel is a lovely man who influenced me a lot in going ahead to support and raise money for the albinism symposium. He had an undiagnosed skin cancer on the back of his hand, which he ignored and thought that it was a common skin problem, but unfortunately it was a nasty squamous cell cancer. It has now spread to his lymph nodes, and another one has involved his ear and is spreading from there inwards. So he's in terminal care and is being supported by the skin hospital. He was very confident and very, very pleased to participate in order to educate others about the hazards that he did not recognise.
That's Dr. Margot Whitfeld. She's a dermatologist and she's the sister of Anna Whitfeld, who works here at RN, who compiled that report. And there is a sad footnote here, because since Anna's visit to Fiji, Nathaniel Mataika did die from that skin cancer. He was just 45 years old. Today is World Albinism Day. If you want to find out more about the Fiji Albinism Project, there'll be a link on our website.